in spite of the death threat, it was very tempting. So, for while I was alive... Okay. Verse 8, but sin taking occasion by the commandment wrought in me all manner of concupiscence, for without the law sin was dead. Verse 9, for I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment which was ordained to life, I found unto death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it slew me. Wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. See, Paul is saying, without any knowledge of right and wrong, this always makes me think of Eden. See, because kind of going, because they had really nothing. There was the man and his wife. They were naked and not ashamed. They really had no conscience of sin necessarily, but God gave them a commandment. See, and that created opportunity for sin. And it created all manner of sin inside them. You know why? Because he said, don't eat it. And all their feelings within them were, I want to eat it. And they wanted to eat it. The lust of the eyes. The lust of the flesh. It looked good. It looked like it was going to taste good. And not only that, it would make you wise. Wow. And sin... You know, and it deceived me. You know, look at the way the serpent played like the part of sin there, saying, hey, hath God said? And he's, you know, it says he deceived them. The serpent deceived Eve. You know? So the serpent beguiled Eve, so your hearts could be beguiled from the truth. And when it deceived them, it slew them. For the law, so he's saying, the law is holy, it's special. It's just and good. Verse 13, what then was that which is good? What then? I'm sorry. What then that which is good? Oh, I'm sorry, why did I say what then? Was then that which is good made death unto me? God forbid. But sin, that it might appear sin, working death in me, by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not, and that which I would, that do I not. But what I hate, that do I. If then I do that which I would not, I consent to the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good, I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that which I would not, it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law, that when I would do good, evil is present with me, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body, the body of this death? I thank the Lord God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. And then, that's the end of that chapter. But now let's go back and look at that. See, that section, he's talking about what it is like to be under the law. Definitely not what it's like to be under grace. And that is the entire key to understanding this section. He's saying, you know, was good things made, was the law made, is the law death? No. Sin is death. That it might appear sin, working death in me by that which is good, that sin by the commandment might become exceeding sinful. The commandments make sins bigger, make them more grievous. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. Now, Paul is referring to, like he said, I speak to those that know the law, and he's speaking after the manner of men. That's why towards the middle of it, he says things like, you know, evil is present with me. And, you know, I am carnal, sold under sin. Remember, he says, whoever you yield your members to obey, that's whose servant you are. So is Paul saying, I'm a servant of sin? Because the Apostle John had said that whoever sinneth is of the devil. So is Paul saying, I'm a servant of the devil? The apostle of God, the servant of the devil? Is that even possible? And he had just said in verse 5 of this chapter, for when we were in the flesh, or verse 20 of chapter 6, for when ye were the servants of sin. See, he's looking back on how, where you come from and the relationship of law. He's focusing on law now. Law is going to bring you to death. It's good because it's a holy commandment. It's a righteous and good commandment. Thou shalt not kill, right? But the righteous don't need that commandment. It's meant to make the, it's meant to accuse the wicked and to bring them to death. And that is good in the sight of God. That to put away all the wicked from out of the earth. Right? So, what he's saying is, I'm carnal, sold under sin. But he's talking about now the state of a man who wants to obey the law, but is still living in the flesh, quote unquote. He's in the flesh, meaning that he has not become dead to the law by the body of Christ. No. He's talking as someone who is still married to the law and what they, and the experience they have in life. And you're, if you're still married to the law, what happens is you find that you are carnal and sold under sin. For you do things, verse 15, that you don't allow, things that are, you're not allowed to do. You find yourself doing them. The things that you, you know, and the things that you should do, the positive aspects of law, you don't do. But you do the things you hate, the things you wish you wouldn't do. I'm not saying that Christians can still find themselves in this spot. It's because they have not fully received the grace of God. You know? And I know I've been in this spot. And it's like where it's where you find yourself bound to some sin and you're thinking, why should I be bound to any sin? I thought that in Christ,